Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
When it comes to fitness, what's real? How about when it really, truly fits your life? That's how Anytime Fitness sees it. Because our coaches see you. It's how they build personal plans that work wherever you are and focus on everything that matters, from fitness to nutrition to recovery, all so you can push yourself further than ever or just through the next rep. It's total 360 support for a real difference. That's Anytime Fitness. That's real AF. Visit anytimefitness.com.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment.
Johnson. AfterBuzz
TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I was gonna sing it. You should have. She sounds like she's talking, right? Oh, she's okay. She's singing a little bit. It's kind of like, so angelic. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the one and only Affair After Show. We're so excited and confused because this show is like bonkers. I am your host, Lynn Gonzalez. You can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day on all social media. We also want to make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel here at AfterBuzz, which is youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Also, you can tweet us live. We are live streaming. You can tweet us, and you can use the hashtag ABTVAffair. Actually, Miss April Wisenhant will be handling that. And you can maybe shout you out. But to my left is Miss Allison Dean. Allison, what's up?
Hey, happy to be here. I'm Allison Dean. What's up?
Where can they find you, Allison?
You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean. Super easy.
It is easy.
And it's spelled just like Allison on the show. Even easier.
Wow, that is dope. And someone who had sushi for the first time, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Kelly Knezovich.
I love that that's my intro. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you.
I'm just surprised.
The taste is still in my mouth.
Yeah. Awesome. Where can they find you when you're not eating sushi?
y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Kelly Knez.
Yes. And Miss April Wisenhant, like I said, is holding down the fort. Hello. Over with the hashtags. What's up, girl?
What's up? Y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at April Wisenhant. I'm also in chat. Thanks, Alex Porter, for joining us. Love to see more in there. So chat with me. Tell us what you think about the episode throughout, because I'll be typing the whole time.
All right. So let's get into it as much as we can.
Yeah.
Taken like 5 pages of notes.
You have?
It's crazy because I never know. First of all, let me just say this. The writing on the show is just... It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And I love that, you know, we already knew that it was on first season. It was a different spin on the show with showing the two sides, you know, between the two people having the affair, Noah and Allison. This season, they're actually showing us multiple layers. So we had parts from Noah and we had parts from...
Helen.
Helen, thank you. And then this season, or this episode, we have parts from Allison and parts from Cole, which is crazy to me you're finding out how all these different things are intertwining together. It reminds me of when I was a kid and you had those Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Yes! You remember those?
And you could like be like, oh, okay, if you want to go to the castle, turn to page 43.
Yes.
And if you want to get put in the lava, turn to page 45. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's crazy how like all these things intersect. I've seen it done in movies, and I've seen it done amazingly. Crash is one movie that I saw it done done amazing. Mm-hmm. But to do it in a show like this, where you're constantly building the story episode upon episode, it's just great. It's great. So let's just get into it. Can we do that?
Let's get into it.
It starts off. This is Allison's version, and it starts off with her waking up at Noah's place. Now we had saw in Noah's version that she was there when he had got home. So now we see her; she's actually there. So I think we had talked about her possibly living there. We didn't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We now know she is, in fact, living there.
Yeah. Yeah.
She is residing there. And then she actually poses a question. She says, who is she to him? Which I thought was interesting. What do you guys get from that, her saying that to him?
That she's uncertain of
their future.
Everything, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's still so many things that are...
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Just uncertain. I mean, it's like she literally, both their lives have just changed dramatically.
Right.
And it's all still, it's not like he got on bended knee and said, marry me today.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's, he's devoted and it appears that way, but it's just still, everything's so, yeah.
Right.
You know, so she's like, what the hell am I to you?
Right.
Yeah. She's been, I mean, she's thinking of it as she's the other woman, which she is for sure the other woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both still married at this point. So what, okay, so she's living there. There are these people that know them. What do they know her as? That would be a question that I would want to ask too.
Right.
Like, okay, we're living together, but like, what do these people who are renting us this house think of me? And like, it makes me feel sad that you're like going into town to do all this stuff with your family and they hate me and da da da. I mean, so I think it's a natural question. She wants to have natural question.
Yeah,
she wants
it's a
to have.
Question.
She wants to have.
It is. It is.
She wants to have the DTR talk, the define the relationship. She's like, what's up? Which I mean, if I'm living with a guy, I expect to have the same thing too. I think.
Right.
Yeah. I think they are so used to having so many secrets with one another and kind of the world.
Yeah.
Especially their significant others too. And I think that a lot of the time their conversation is much more, it is sexual than it is really a conversation about, you know, DTR or anything.
Right.
I think that they're just, they need to be open and they're not. I still think that they're holding on to secrets from each other. And so
they're
kind of course, Allison's kind of getting in her head like, okay, well, are you going to leave me? Like, I'm uncertain.
Right.
I don't know what's happening.
Right.
And they just have to have that talk.
Yeah. Right. Well, you made a great point because you said that being in the past, they've had all these secrets. Normally, if you're living with a guy, their relationship is already defined at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're together, obviously. But because of their situation, them, you know, coming together on the basis of an affair, yes, there's going to be questions. It's interesting that she's kind of sequestered, you know, to this house. She doesn't really have a life at this point. She's just kind of existing there. Like you said, he's going into town handling business. Of course, he's seeing Helen, you know, and dealing business with his children. She's just kind of there, you know what I'm saying? And we see when she kind of goes out and we find out that the people that she's renting from, his name is Robert, you know, he's the guy. She wants to go into town and he kind of takes her in and kind of is like, you know, hey, you know, just, you know, if you need help, I got you and I'll take you into town. Like basically kind of, you know, extending the olive branch, knowing that she's kind of there by herself.
See, okay, I think I might be kind of reaching here, but did y'all not think that there's like they're trying to set up some sauciness there?
Between Robert?
Okay.
The old guy?
Okay. I don't mean like they're setting it up for like the two of them to have an affair, but I think they're setting it up for like
him to be lusting after her a bit.
And for them to like be spending that quality time that she's not getting with Noah. So like, you know, we see her later accept a personal assistant job from his wife. And I think the way they're saying it, like the way they're saying it, like, oh, Yvonne, you know, she wants to go back to Yvonne being Robert's wife. She wants to go back to the city. She's a city girl and Noah's a city boy. Right. And Allison is that kind of down home. More, you know, not country girl, but I don't think you can count Montauk as the country.
Right.
But, you know, she likes the nature and whatever, and it's like they're the same and they're the same. So I almost feel like they're setting it up to, like, throw in a little problem later on down the road. But that's just me going for it.
I mean, now,
it,
granted, because of the way this show does these twists and turns, you never know.
Right.
I didn't expect that. I didn't think that whatsoever. Even when we got to the point when, you know, he was at the house and then, you know, he's asking about, like, why don't you be a personal assistant? Mm-hmm. I just took it as, again, just reaching out, like, almost like a father figure in a sense. Like, saying, look, I see kind of not exactly what's going on, but it's a little bit. And the fact that you're there all the time. And he said himself, you're there, you're bored. Mm-hmm. I know you're bored, you know, you're peeing in the woods and watching me fish. You're obviously bored. So therefore, you know, why don't you do something? Why don't you help us out? You know, you're already here kind of situation. So I wouldn't, if that happened, I will say I would be very surprised. Yeah.
I don't think sexual. I think
it's
like
more of a friendship thing. Yeah. I feel like Allison kind of reaches out to people when she was with Cole, they weren't having sex. They were having sex, but it wasn't intimate. Like, it wasn't, I mean, the whole thing about her child,
the child
and the death.
Always,
like, I think that just kind of ruined everything.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like she kind of reached out to Noah because he was providing that need. He was fulfilling that need that she didn't have with Cole.
Right.
And maybe now that Noah's gone, I mean, their sexual chemistry is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And so when he comes back, it's just like all hot and heavy.
Right.
But I do think that maybe this Robert guy, she can find a legitimate friend.
Right.
Yeah. Within him.
I will say that my mind, I was with you a little bit, April. I wasn't thinking it was going to totally be like a tag team scenario where Yvonne and Noah were going to then have anything.
Right.
But I definitely felt like they could be planting some seeds where Robert was getting a little interested.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, I don't think anything is going to necessarily happen. But yes, my mind did go there. Yeah. I'll be very honest.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I did not go there whatsoever.
Allison and I got the freaky mind.
Yeah, I guess so. I did not go there whatsoever. I just, like I said, looked at him as the father, especially because, granted, he did talk about his wife and said that she wants to leave and go to the city and all this kind of stuff. But I just looked at it as they're just an older couple. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they are. So, but I thought it was interesting. You talked about how Noah and Allison's sexual chemistry, and I feel like every time, like, there's an argument, that's how they, they shut it up. Oh, let's have sex.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's I'm so mad at you. And then they have sex, and then it's, like, all over. Like, she's literally talking to him, and he's, like, kissing her and, like, pulling down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think that is interesting, and I think that, and we know, I mean, it's no spoiler alert, but we fast forward, you know, in this episode twice, and we see that they're not together, they're divorced, and we knew that kind of in the first season.
Wait, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Allison and Noah, that they're divorced.
They're not divorced.
What I'm saying is we know.
Oh, they're divorced from Cole and Helen.
Exactly.
Oh,
okay.
Oh my God. I was like, what show did you just watch?
Spoiler alert. What?
Sorry, guys. So. Everybody's back.
Literally my heart. Like,
sorry, that they're both divorced from their partners. But whenever you come, they came together in a sexual manner. Mm-hmm. They came together physically. Obviously, they're building on, they do say they love each other. They've said that in both versions. But anytime you come together with just the physical and there's nothing behind it, how is it going to last?
Yeah, but you know, I think it's important to reflect back on season one and just kind of how the relationship developed. And they did have a lot of conversation. There was a lot of getting to know one another, albeit both versions were slightly askew, but it was still, there was still a lot of building blocks. I mean, they had a lot of conversation.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're not showing us that now, but I literally watching it, I thought the same thing. I'm like, oh, why are they just, I mean, like, not that it's a bad thing that they're having sex so much, but also, like, you do need to have that depth. And then I kind of thought back, and I'm like, well, they did have a lot of that, and Noah did provide a lot of that depth about, with the conversations about her son, and kind of what was going on in their life. So, it's not like they haven't had it before, we're just not necessarily seeing a whole lot of it this season.
Yeah, and I think it's hard, too, with just the fact that they're giving so many, I mean, it's like, okay, 10
episodes.
Hot damn, 10 10 episodes. I don't know. This should be a 2-hour freaking show.
I know.
I guess the reason why I'm making a point of it is, yes, they did have the development in, and they needed to do that, obviously, to build the foundation for the show.
Right.
I just see that in these, especially these two versions in this particular episode, I felt like the chemistry outside of the physical was not there. The fact that she's asking these questions when they're completely living together.
Right.
The fact that, you know, like I said, whenever there's an argument, you know, how he came in all hot and heavy because of what happened in the city, and then, like, instead of talking about it, like, they have sex. You see what I'm saying? That's what I mean. I feel like that, you know, and I'm sure that that's probably going to be the demise of, you know, in the future, because, you know, obviously, you know, we know that, you know, they have a baby and all of these things happen, and then, you know, he's arrested, you know, so the relationship has some strain to it. You know, they're married, but there's some strain to it. So I think it's a result of that, you know, the building foundation.
Yeah, it is crazy to me. So tonight, obviously being Allison and Cole's version, their stuff was totally different.
Right.
But the difference between Allison and Noah's version last episode, like in his, you know, he came in, he's like, I don't want to talk about it. They had a lovely dinner. They danced on the dock.
Right.
And in her version, it's like they're arguing and he's like, my mother-in-law's crazy and all this stuff is happening. And so I'm like, why is there such a difference of what's happening, of what happened there?
Right.
Because it doesn't necessarily make sense
to me. I do feel like these versions were way off.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Oh, yeah, they were completely different.
We usually see differences like, oh, not wearing the same outfit or something along those lines. But these,
no,
I mean, between Noah
different.
And Allison,
totally different.
So opposite. And then between Allison and Cole, their meetup, too, was just... Right.
That's why I think someone's lying, though, or clearly someone's lying. Because,
absolutely.
You know, like I said last week, I'm like, are they still talking to an investigator? And I think they are, because I think they're trying to create the idea of something like that. Noah's like, oh, I was fine. I've been fine. I've been happy.
Right.
And Allison's trying to maybe like, oh, well, there were some things that happened, da, 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 da. And I think that they are. That was a question in my mind. Like, are they still talking to an investigator at this point? But I think they are.
I think it's just interesting also, or something that we should pay attention to as the season progresses, because we know that with Allison and Cole, her perception of Cole is kind of, there's a level of hostility, or she feels like a little frightened.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
She feels uneasy. And so it's interesting that in her version of everything that happened with Noah, that her version, there was that sort of hostility and sort of tension. So I think that moving forward, we need to pay attention to how she sees that with the opposite sex, be it Noah or Cole, and
or
just her
Robert,
level of,
even
or Robert, just kind of
you
feeling.
Guys want them to be together.
I'm with you
100%.
I don't want them to be together. I just think they're gonna,
I just think that
it's just
funny.
She injects conflict into her version of things, and so I think that that's something that we need to.
I do
remember.
Think that in everyone's version, I think they each play the victim. I think in Cole's version, you know, he's all sad and kind of just like Helen.
I don't think Cole did. We'll talk about it. I'll tell you later.
We'll get into it.
Okay.
We'll get into it.
Okay.
We'll get into it. I thought it was interesting, just going back to when she actually went into town, and we know that, you know, she was given a lift by her boy, Robert.
Her future baby daddy.
Right. But she's kind of sitting there. She sees the kids playing, and she's kind of, like, thinking. And I just picture that as that she was thinking about, you know, her late
son.
And so, you know, in that whole situation. And then going to Cole does come by in her version, and he, you know, is very... She's very taken aback by him being there. And obviously he's there, you know, uninvited, and he's there, you know, no one else is there. He just kind of let himself in. I guess they don't have locks where they live or something like that. People just walk in. And he says, so I was like, okay, cool. He says that Jane, which we know is her ex-coworker, where she used to work at the restaurant.
But it's also the wife of a...
No.
That was just us mixing
that
up.
That was us mixing up.
Yeah.
It is the ex-coworker.
Gotcha.
And that she gave him the address, which is the same information that we got in his version.
Yes.
She asks if he has any weapons, which is crazy because we know from the last season he's the one that pulled out the gun.
Right.
So, again, going back to your point, very much hostility she feels from him, and she feels, you know, from Noah too. And so, and I think she also felt, you know, from, I think it's a great point you made, because she has kind of, in her version of events in the previous season, she have had, has had, excuse me, hostile moments with other men that she's shown. So,
I mean, Oscar?
Case in point. So, but, you know, she's obviously shooken up. And then she actually goes by to Yvonne, who is Robert's wife. And Yvonne actually comes over while Cole is still there. And he's like, oh, dropping the call. And she's kind of like, oh, my gosh, who is that? My daughter, da-da-da-da. Which I think, you talk about Robert, I think she was kind of disguising, oh, yeah, my daughter would like him as she would like
him. Oh, I think so, too. I did get that.
So, and then he drops off, this is the bomb for me, one of them, that he drops off the stuff, which is the stuff from their late son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, thoughts. What do you think?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I mean, it's obviously, this is a huge part of her storyline, is the death of their son. Part of his as well.
Absolutely.
But that is, I think she's trying, just like kind of you said, she's trying to make herself like, oh, how are you so mean to me? Like, you're doing this to my son. Because later we see in Cole's part, doesn't happen at all.
Yeah. Right.
So it's like, what is true in that? That's too very, that's not just like me projecting you acting this way toward me. That's two things completely opposite.
Correct.
But so I think she's just trying to make herself out to be, like we've saw her do so many times last season, really, really, really the victim. Which, of course, like, and I do, obviously, we all feel for her. She went through something that is unimaginable. But I think she plays herself, if she's still talking to a detective, just at the like, oh my gosh, little old me, this my ex-husband did this mean thing to me, and oh, I'm so sad.
Right.
Not, I mean, that is very sad, dear God. I mean, I don't mean it to say that it's not, but I just think she's like, she's just trying to make herself to be more of a victim than she actually is. But in turn, it's not, it's going to be not protecting her husband, meaning Noah, in the end. So I don't know. I just think she's, I don't think that part actually happened, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do y'all think?
Well, I look at it as, of course, like you said, that was a huge part of her storyline. In her version of events, she, whenever it came with Cole, he was always talking about bringing up the whole son situation, like rubbing her nose in it, you know, all of that. Her family, her mom, same thing. She would rub it in, you know, the family would rub her nose into it. So it was just a huge part of her storyline that it was something that she was affected by, couldn't get away from. And then here is, again, her version of events, him bringing her stuff, and then all of a sudden, clearly bringing a box of the her late son's things, which is supposed to kind of put a dagger in, like, oh, by the way, I got this last box, which you really, really want, right?
Yeah,
you know, like,
oh, I know
that.
You didn't mean to leave this.
Exactly, like, take that. You know what I'm saying? And it's both their children, so it's like the fact that you're giving it to her, it's more of an insult.
But he knows that she's so just. I mean, he's obviously distraught by it too, but she cannot come back from it.
Right.
And so I took it as like, oh, he thinks that she's happy. He sees that she's in this beautiful home, which it's crazy to me that they keep saying that like they live in a dump. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I would live there any day.
But it's kind of like, oh, you're happy. Oh, you're doing all this. Oh, you look good. Well, here you go.
I just don't even know if it happened. Like, I don't think it happened. I just feel like every time she sees Cole,
she associates
with the death of her child.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, like I think you were saying, April, about she plays a victim and she is. That did not happen, but she kind of wants it to happen. Like, oh, woe is me. He came by and brought over this chest full of my child's stuff, or our child's stuff.
Right.
But I don't think it actually happened.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think it's an interesting point. I think it's more fitting, or more of how can I say? The fact that he offered to fix the toilet, to me, that was something more of a dagger, because that was making Noah like kind of a
look
lesser
like a pansy.
Of a man. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, the toilet's broken. Oh, he can't fix it. Oh, let me do that to you.
Right.
You know, do that. Well, not do that to you, but let me do that for you. And it's interesting too, because I think in both versions, even though she, you know, we know in his version, she was very much, which we'll get into in a second, she was very much like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I miss you and all this kind of stuff. And even though the intimidation was there and he talked about the gun, I still felt that there was something that she still was holding on to with him.
Right.
I don't know if you guys got that, but I still felt that. And I feel like in both versions, especially in his version, there's something still tying her to him.
I don't know if I see it that way. I just feel like she does not want anything to do with him.
Really?
And the fact that he came back into her life, I think mm-hmm. she was way caught off guard mm-hmm. and she did not know how to react. I mean, yeah. she was just kind of frozen there for a little bit.
Right.
I don't think that she, I think she wants absolutely nothing to do with him.
Yeah. I think I'm on your page a little bit with all that mm-hmm. in the sense of I think that she still has a lot of love for Cole.
Yes.
At least this is, you know, my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of those unfortunate scenarios where she fell in love with someone else. She fell in love with Noah. And there was so much that she couldn't get past when her son died with mm-hmm. Cole. Mm-hmm. But I think that just their history and how much they've gone through, I don't think that she could just sort of put it all away. Absolutely. I mean, I think that's she still has a love for him. And I think that she wants what's best for him. And I think that's also why last season, when everything was going on with the house, she was like, stay here.
Right.
Just stay, you know, like, right. because she didn't want to kick him out.
Exactly.
I mean, he didn't really do anything.
Exactly.
To be punished, right. really, outside right. of
holding a gun to their heads.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
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 I kind of think the same thing, actually, too, though. I think she definitely is, like, in love with Noah at this point. But I think they're showing us that because they're showing it to make us know that, like, okay, she needs this other side. She needs this thing that is different from her life and different from Cole. Mm-hmm. But also, these are things that are important to her. I think that's the reason why they showed us, like, her breathing in the, you know, the crisp air driving mm-hmm. down the street. Because mm-hmm. they want us to know that, like, what is that noise in my ears right now? Do y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Sorry. That was, yeah. They want us to know that, like, she likes that, you know, kind of handyman. She likes that sure. person who's going to be, you know, like the
She likes the manly man.
She does.
Yeah.
Which to is his credit, to his credit, though, it's not that we don't know if Noah could or couldn't fix the toilet. He had a meeting he had
But
to
he doesn't
to.
Have tools.
He doesn't have tools.
Well, he's also not living in his own house. He's living in an environment Touché. That's a guest house of someone else. So,
right.
like, all of his stuff isn't really there.
Right. Also, like, I could fix the toilet, so.
Right. But I think you, it's I more of a, I look at it as kind of a, you know, a metaphor in the sense that
yes,
he is definitely.
I'm with you.
They are two different individuals. They yeah. are two different types of men.
Yeah.
And I think there's things that she likes about Cole.
Sure.
And there's things that she likes about Noah. She's obviously yeah. with Noah. But I think that even the fact that they are giving Cole's versions of events, mm-hmm. the fact that he's integrated in this whole situation mm-hmm. shows that there's some importance there with her.
Yeah.
You know, and then we'll maybe find out later that has to do, like, especially with that death stare that he gave
right.
at the end of the thing.
Man.
That was crazy.
That was a brutal. Death stare.
That yeah. was crazy. Sure. So he's obviously an integral part of the story. But I think more so on her end because she's the one that has had the relationship with him.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting now to sort of pay attention to the fact that at least from what we got from this episode is that Cole is still very attached to her. You know, mm-hmm. he still wants to be with her.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
And that's also kind of what's happening with Helen.
I was mm-hmm. just going to say, same thing with Helen.
Well, so it is
they're
kind
the,
of...
They're the people that are scorned. It's always easier. I mean, of course, it's hard to break up with someone, but it's probably even harder to be broken up with especially yeah. when you're like... Well, when it's a cheating situation, because mm-hmm. you start to think, like, what did I do wrong, da, right. da, da, da. And I think that's why they're so, like, oh, my gosh, what happened?
Right.
Because they were both technically fine before mm-hmm. then. When you go back, I mean, clearly, like, Cole and Allison weren't fine, but he also kind of thought that they were. He thought that they would get past the stuff that happened
well, to I think they were trying to get past it.
Right.
Well, he was trying to get past it, at least.
Yeah, and Helen and Noah were like, you know, she's like, hey, baby, let's do uh-huh. it. I mean, they were, like, they were good. And then just all of a sudden, it's
right.
different. So I'm yeah. sure it's like they're both kind of, like, fiending. Not fiending, but, you know
No,
what I mean?
I mean, there's a wanting there. There's still a yearning, if we yeah. can use that term.
Right.
You know, such an old school term.
No, but, yeah, it's good.
I like it.
Old
I like
English.
It.
Like we're doing, like, Dear Abby or some Downtown Abbey. Anyway, but yeah, so, I mean, I agree with everything everyone's saying. I think that the fact, going back to what I said earlier, I think the fact that he has his own version, that he's an integral part of the story and how it's going to play out, you know, especially with the flashbacks.
Right.
That being said, let's get into his version. Interesting, which is another bomb, you know, he's a cab driver, right? And right? The first thing we see is we see Helen's dad get into the cab. And I'm like, yo, are you serious?
Right.
And he proceeds to go and talk about how he's leaving his wife. And how he tells Cole about how Noah left
Not
Helen.
Not surprising.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And then, which kind of, going back, we know that in Helen's version, that was the version where he was going to pick up his things. Noah was. Or, I'm sorry, in his version. I apologize. Oh, yeah. He was going to pick up his things, and the mom was there, and she was just not having it.
Horrible.
You know what I'm saying? She was so horrible to him. But that would make sense that, yes, she's mad, you know, because that's her daughter. But at the same time,
even
her
more
husband
so,
has
yeah,
left her.
Yep.
Exactly. And so she's, you know, double whammy type situation. So she's doubly hurt and not having it. So we find out that he's leaving his wife. He also tells Cole about how Noah left Helen, which, of course, Cole is now listening in because this is a small community. It's a small area that they're, you know, dealing with.
And he's very famous.
Exactly.
Because he's an author.
Right. Exactly. So Cole asks what happened to his son-in-law. And then he's like, okay. So at this point, we know that he's picking up on the story. He knows that he's talking about, you know, what he's talking about,
right.
Allison. And so I wanted to ask you guys this because I was trying to figure out, and I don't know if it's something, I know the show is very good at kind of setting up something for later, right? He almost hits this little boy in the cab as mm-hmm. he's backing up to leaving after he drops him off. And then this young lady comes out. At first we think like maybe it's his mom. He actually asked her if it's his, you know, are you the mother? And she's like, no, I'm babysitting. And then she starts talking to someone else who appears to be her mother or some other relative in Spanish. So why do you guys think that that they showed us that?
They never give us a character without a reason.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think it's going to be a future love interest for Cole. Because we see her tonight after the episode. We saw her in a preview.
I don't think that was her.
I don't think
but
that no, was
they showed her and then they showed the other one, I thought.
I don't remember.
No?
I don't remember.
Okay, maybe not.
I thought it was her too in the preview.
Yes.
On the boat or whatever.
Well, I thought the same thing, but then they said it wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, the one that, because you and I, Lem, we were talking about the girl with Scotty, how Scotty was like, no, that's my girl.
Correct.
And that's not
Correct.
The same person that.
Right.
Luisa.
Right.
I think that the boy is. What's the dad's name?
I couldn't remember.
Harry?
No.
Bert and Harry. Okay.
I'm sure Bert knows from last season. I was hoping that they were going to say his name.
If you know, let us know.
Yeah.
Helen's dad.
Helen's dad. I do think that Helen's dad said he's dating, or he's seeing someone and he just took her to Barcelona, right?
Yeah.
So
and I think
possible.
That is her child.
Could be.
I think that he's staying or visiting that beautiful house, and
yes.
I think
right.
that's hers. And that's her child.
Because we know that Helen's mom is with Helen in New York.
Right.
So this
right.
could be.
Because that's not his house from last season, is
no,
it?
No, it's not. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Alexander Porter says in chat, says, I think the mother of the little boy is going to be very important later on.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
I see it.
Why would they just give us a character with a name for no reason?
Oh, no, of course.
Sure.
I mean, I just wanted to kind of get, you know, what you guys thought, because I'm automatically thinking, like, okay, this is a setup for later.
You know, and kudos to just the writers and everything with how much information they gave us in that one little taxi ride.
Yeah.
In the sense of so much backstory and so many dots connected just with that little...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Well done, right?
I love that the dad is like, Noah, I think he lost his job and he's not doing anything. Because Helen, last week in her part, was like, oh, how are you going to do this? Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. And everyone thinks that he's like failing. But actually, he has a great guest house that these people are running to him and got a book
advance. I don't think they're running it to him. I think
or that he got.
He's like staying for free.
He clearly like has the hookup
and
he's doing okay. So I thought it was interesting that everyone thinks that he's doing so bad.
Because characteristically, that's how they perceive him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, they've always perceived him. I mean, it was always
like
a situation.
He's always been a
failure.
Yeah, always been a failure. Even when the mom was talking last time about like when they were at the dinner and
his name is Bruce.
Bruce.
Thank you, Kim.
Bert, Harry, Bruce. That was gonna be the next one.
Yeah, no, but when we saw on the last episode and how they were at the dinner. And Max, you know, was in the picture and how she was seeing Max and they were at the dinner together. And he was basically bad-mouthing saying, or, you know, the mom was saying, Margaret is the mother's name.
Yeah. Right.
Margaret was saying that she, you know, always thought that Max would be the person, you know, that they would get, because they were all friends, not Noah, because Max had, you know, the potential, I guess, or had the money or whatever.
Yeah. Max had
the
money.
Yeah. And she was just never thinking about, and you could tell she's about money anyway, because she's been with Bruce, all this kind of stuff. So I just think it's interesting that, and I agree that it's dope that they gave us all that information all at once. I think what also is interesting is that to have Cole in this situation, in his version, so on this destitute kick, like he's driving this cab, he's doing it 24 hours, he has no life.
He's doing cocaine.
Yeah, and he's doing
And almost gets in an accident.
An accident. Like, it's almost, and it's funny too, because I think a lot of that, and I wouldn't attribute that, you guys might disagree with me, so I'm ready for it, but I don't think that it's necessarily because of Allison. I mean, Allison is the main factor, but you gotta remember that he was so tied to his family.
Yeah.
He was super tied to his family in the last season. His brothers, his mother, Cherry, and all of that was going on, and now that all of that's disbanded because of everything that went down. So I think it's not so much Allison, I think it's so much with the family.
Yeah.
And you see when Scotty comes up, and Scotty's like, hey, and he's like, what do you want? You know, doesn't look like he wants to see his brother.
Right. Well,
and they were very close, you know, doesn't want to see him. You know, he's telling him, he's like, yo, mom is not doing well. You should, you know, check her out. You know, this stuff kind of giving him something. He's like, I don't want to deal with it. And it's almost like Allison is his only outlet, you know, that he is familiar, that he really wants to kind of revisit.
Yep.
And so, which I think is in later episodes, we will see that that's probably going to cause him to do some things that aren't too legit, you know.
Yeah.
But he is going to get a love interest, I do believe, even though we're not doing predictions, but
yeah,
I think one of the people we saw is going to be his love interest.
Something that was so, I typed in my notes, this kind of goes back to last week, but remember how we were debating about Noah having that dream where he got into the wreck with the little girl, but it was at the very beginning of the episode. I think it's important to know, because we were like, oh, is that like foreshadowing him killing Scotty,
Right.
Well, now we know that indeed this happened at the same time that Allison and Cole were having their parts as well, and Scotty is still alive.
Right.
So this is a dream that happened beforehand. Yeah. So just a random dream, which could have been like, you know, the destruction of his life, But I thought that was important.
Right.
Maybe not. Yeah. But
so going back to Mr. Cole, so he ends up, you know, as you know, everything that's going on, he ends up picking. We see him pick up this lady as he's working on his 24-hour shift.
A landscaper.
Right. Oh yes.
I still don't get. You guys need to help me out with
we
that.
Thought we thought it was talking meaning about like
a manscaper,
scaping the land.
I was a code. I just don't know. Maybe the people in live too. The person that can tell you, Bruce. Maybe they'll know.
Yeah. Well, but, Sarah Treen, the creator, tweeted that line, and she said, I don't even know what that line means, but I think it means, or we think it means, that she's a scaper of the land
of the man. Okay.
You know, I think often what Sarah writes is she doesn't even know what she's writing,
yeah.
and it's like
so
ultimate confusion.
Though,
yeah, right. It's just ultimate confusion,
right?
On purpose,
on purpose,
yeah.
And it could be something to kind of, because again, and this is could be a situation with the writer kind of just playing with us a little bit, because there are some things that clearly will end up being, you know, later on, like we were talking about the little boy, right?
Right.
And that connection, and how we know this girl's name, and somehow it's going to come up later. And then we see this lady who is like, you know, trying to holler at him, talks about escaping the land, and
the
then all of a sudden, you know, loses all coup points whatsoever, because then she throws up, and then that's it. You know, so then it's like, oh, is that going to be something later? You know, so I think it could be the writer toying with us a little bit, you know, just to kind of, you know, spice it up and just be like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Da, 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 da.
Right.
So anyway.
A new equation for switching on outcomes is here from PwC. It's human-led and tech-powered. It's PwC with Oracle, SAP, Salesforce, and Workday. It's PwC with Microsoft, AWS, and Google. Simplify your systems and amplify your results. Switch on outcomes with PwC and their alliances. Learn more at pwc.com.
Anyway, after the landscaper incident, we see that he ends up at the cafe that Allison, in her version, was at, where she asked this lady, which was weird. She's like, how much do you make? And then she's like, oh, are you looking for a job? She says, no. So I don't know if she was just lying, or if it was just a situation where, because my thing is like, why would you ask somebody that and then say, like, if you were lying, like, if you were trying to get more information or different information, I would say, oh, yeah, I'm looking for a job, because then that would make sense.
So I think I think for her, for Allison, I think, yes, her intention was, this could be a place I could work. But then she kind of second-guessed herself because she feels this level of uncertainty with Noah still. Mm-hmm. And so there's like, oh, no, I don't want to commit to saying out loud that, mm-hmm. yes, I'm here for a job. So I feel like it's this internal struggle, and that was an example of that. This is now just coming to me, by the way, because I know we were looking at each other as we were watching it going, what was that? And I was also feeling that. But now it's all kind of connecting, and I'm thinking it has to do with the fact that she's still so uncertain, and that's the writers kind of showing us that uncertainty.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good point. Okay. That's definitely a good point.
That's my guess.
So another kind of little bit of bomb, like a little bomb, firecracker action, is he sees Noah out the window and does the finger gun pointing thing.
That's not good.
So, and this is obviously before he gets to the house.
Right.
So he's already seen Noah. Right. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't know that because he never brings it up at all. And obviously he wouldn't. But he does see her before he goes to the house, you know, that he has the address up. So, interesting part. I think that will probably be revisited later. Mm-hmm. He ends up going to the house. Of course, as we said before, definitely polar opposite situation than her version.
Yeah.
She at first looks startled, but then it's kind of like
she was so lovey-dovey.
She's very happy.
Because it looks like they fake us out. Because like she's like, oh my gosh! And then they cuts to like, hey, how you doing? You want some eggs? You want some bacon? Hey, you want a massage? Like, what can I do for you? You know what I'm saying? So it was interesting how they showed that, and again, vastly different. But again, this is his perspective about what he's seen, you know, or his version of events. He doesn't bring the kid's stuff in this version.
Right.
Also in this
that
version,
we see,
right?
That we True. See, but I think it's important that they left that part.
Yeah.
Out.
Oh yeah.
It's important that they left that part out. He asked her. One of the things that was very interesting, he asked, are you ever coming home? Mm-hmm. She says, no. And then.
But she's so sorry about it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. No, exactly. Like,
she's not sure she would be, right?
Of course.
In his version.
Yeah. No, she's very like, no. Like,
I'm sorry,
yeah.
I don't mean to
exactly.
Hurt you, but
yeah.
No.
Trying to be very gentle. But then right after.
Oh my God.
Just the freaking, you know what I'm saying? Run of love to him.
I was certain they were going to kiss.
Yeah.
And I was because really? I was like, I'm sorry, you're running up to him right now, and she runs up to him and gives him a fat hug, and I was like,
keep in touch,
promise me you'll keep in touch. No, don't say that.
Yeah. Right.
Don't go there.
It did get very notebook at that point.
Yeah.
Very much so. I didn't think they were gonna kiss, but I thought it was like there was gonna be some like longing look or something like that, and I'm just thinking like, yo, I cannot like some of his version I could see happening, but that was one of the situations. Where I was like, absolutely not.
Not happening.
I think
it's going back to what Allison said earlier, though. Like, he is still in love with Allison.
Yeah.
Or somebody Allison.
I know. Sorry.
He's still in love
I'm making a muck of things.
Right.
He's still in love with Allison, so that's how he's going to portray it. And I think, like, if it's a trial-wise, they're talking to a detective, he's going to be like, well, she was still really, like, sweet on me, and she was saying these things and keep in touch and so concerned for my life.
Right.
And I just think he sees her as, like, the most innocent, like, even though she's done a very, very bad thing by cheating on him, I think he just sees her as like, oh, she was so hurt and she's still so concerned for me because she loves me. And I think that's just his mindset of her. I don't think that actually happened, but I think there's a reason why he's saying that those things happen.
Interesting. Before we wrap up again into predictions, I want to talk about the flash forwards that happen in both versions.
Oops,
so,
I don't want to talk about
So in her version, Allison is going down to the court, right, to see the lawyer that was retained for Noah. Mm-hmm. She's got the little girl with her, and she was clearly not happy. Mm-hmm. She's like, what are you doing here? What's going on?
He's my husband now.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she finds out that Helen, you know, secured him and is paying him because he's not doing it for free. And there was a line that was very haunting, and he said, everything should work out exactly as it should.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting, too, and that made me think, is he really on the side of Noah?
Oh.
That's what was going through my head.
High five.
Okay.
I thought of it as like, oh, or is he saying like, it's going to work out how it should, you killer? Like saying that like Allison did it. But that makes much more sense. What both of you are saying.
I also think that it was not necessarily the same day. The day that we saw in...
I didn't think it was the same day.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think it was... You're talking about when in their versions...
With Noah.
When they went and he's like, the detective's talking to him and then the attorney comes in and is like, get up out of here. This
no,
is
in Allison and Cole's version, I don't necessarily think it's the same day because I would be surprised.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I would be surprised if Allison... So, one, if she didn't know who Noah's attorney was...
Day of the charges.
At the end, right. At the final day. That would be sense. Shocking to
right,
me.
Right.
So I think that Cole's version, it was way later, flash forward. Later. Yeah.
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
My thing is, and help me out with this, I don't know if this is something that happened before, but my thing about that version is why she was so upset to see him in particular. Because the thing is, he needs an attorney. He's up for these charges, so...
Hasn't been revealed yet.
You mean, like, why she was so upset to see the attorney?
That guy in particular.
Oh. I think because she knows it. That guy is brought in by Helen.
Why would she know that though?
But she didn't know that until he said that.
Yeah,
right. That had been her lawyer for last season on a thing, I thought.
Was it?
Was he?
I thought so, because that name sounded really familiar to me.
Okay. I mean, I'm just asking just because, like I said, she came in hot. Like, she's like,
it's true.
This dude right here, who are you, what are you doing here?
Like, type thing. I thought that was weird too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I do think she has a right to be upset since it's Helen that is...
thing is, if you know, she found that out later. If she just came, was like, "Oh, you're an attorney. Oh, okay." And then, Helen secured me. Oh, what? Right. What? But
she was
hot
on the defense
at the beginning.
Yeah.
Right. She was pushing that stroller super fast.
Yeah. I'm
just saying. She was on a mission.
On a mission. But it could be again another foreshadowing thing. I was just trying to see if it's something last season happened with this particular guy.
I don't remember it.
No. Something about him seemed familiar to me, but maybe not.
Maybe that could just be because of last episode.
Someone should tell us in chat.
Could be.
Yeah. No one's saying anything about that, but they have some other predictions that I'm excited
about. Okay, we'll get into it. So let's get into Cole's flash forward. So his obviously is different. Cole sees Allison, and then at that point, he's first time introducing to their daughter. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, daughter, cute little girl. And then at that point, you know, they kind of have some banter. They talk a little bit, very cordial. Again, you know, she's, you know, just, hi, how you doing type situation. They go into court, and then that's when we find out what the charges are.
Right.
The charges are announced.
That lawyer didn't do shit.
Exactly. So obstruction of justice is one of them. Leaving the scene of an accident is another. And, of course, the big one is the vehicular homicide.
Right.
Yes. Those are the charges that's being handed out. Ooh. And then, again, right before it cuts away, you have Cole staring, this crazy death stare, like Eye of the Tiger on Allison and the little girl.
Yes.
And just like... almost like a little bit of a smirk, but then also like
he planned it.
Yeah, something like he was up to something or having like, some type of, you know
maybe
what I'm saying?
I didn't get caught.
Something like that. And I'm going to ask you guys before we get into predictions, what do you think that was about?
That's what I thought.
What do you think?
I thought that he had something to do with it.
Yeah.
And he's literally, he had something to do with it.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, my plan is coming together.
Yeah.
He's like, haha, you thought you were going to be happy. Well,
right.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's what
I think it's like, finally, it wasn't me. They didn't catch me. Especially since he hates Noah.
Right.
So not only is he happy that Noah is in trouble, major trouble now, but it's like, finally, they think Noah did it when in reality I did.
Yeah. And they're going to get, I think, a little bit more into the backstory between Cole and Scotty. Mm-hmm. And just sort of, obviously, things were heated, but I think it's going to continue to spiral between them. Yeah.
And that was good that you said that because, again, we see, I don't know if this is, not the first time. There's been some kind of, you know, moments, you know, when they had their family moments and they were disagreeing about money and things of that nature. But that was the first thing that I remember where they were clearly at odds when Scotty came to the job, to the taxi office or what have you. So that being said, now we know Scotty's dead. Mm-hmm. He does the death stare. I think it's very foreshadowing of like, I think I might have got away with
it.
Man, we'll see. But,
I thought my prediction was like good.
Yeah.
Y'all all think the same thing.
Oh, we'll see.
We're all on the same page.
Speaking of predictions, let's just roll into
those.
Let's do it right now.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
That's new.
I like it. This is a new one.
By the way, Yonit H in chat says, talking about the attorney. I thought that maybe he's a well-known attorney and Allison knew that they didn't have the money to afford him. Definitely a possibility.
That's totally a possibility.
And therefore she knew that Helen was like, okay, if I can't afford you, then Helen.
But it still doesn't explain her level of hostility towards him when maybe she approached him.
Maybe just being like, oh, I know that you have something to do with Helen because she's the only one.
You're on Helen's side.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's something we're going to discover. Okay,
we're going to probably find out. So, yeah. Allison, you've already mentioned what's on the live stream there in the chat. Mm-hmm. What are your predictions going forward?
My big prediction in capital letters in my notes is that I think Cole killed Scotty. Okay. But I also, now that we all think it, I'm like, they're doing that on purpose. Because I thought it was like weird. I'm like, oh, no one's going to think that he killed his own brother just to necessarily get back at them. But I think maybe, I don't think that was the sole reason, but I think he killed him because of like other reasons. And we did see a few times last season where they didn't necessarily like come to pushes and shoves like they did tonight, but major stuff over completely thinking differently about how the family should be ran and the ranch, and Scotty was
It's not
here.
Just a brotherly fight.
Right. It was much deeper than that. Right. And Scotty thought this, and Cole thought this, and Cole was also really upset at Scotty whenever they found out about him having the affair with Noah's oldest daughter. I think this isn't like, the tension isn't something we're just now seeing for the first time, clearly, but it got a little more intense tonight. But I think that it could have come to something where it's like, really, really bad. I killed him, but I'm also like, okay, this is going to help me to kill him, but this is also going to be like, screw you, Allison, and screw you, Noah, because now I realize you're never coming back to me, and now I realize you like love him, so let me pin this on him.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Somehow he's gonna make it so it gets pinned on Noah. Right. Yeah. I don't know how. But I do think that something happens where he kills Scotty. I mean, we see that he and Scotty fight over some chick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Scotty's like, oh, that's my girl. Sorry, that's my girl. But I think that something's going to happen where somehow they're all in the same place or a similar area in which he can manipulate Noah, pinning it on Noah.
Right.
Manipulate the situation so that Noah did it, as opposed to just like, oh, Noah was like 5 hours away and did it. Yeah, I think they're somehow going to be very close in proximity.
Interesting.
So I think that, I don't know what to think, but I also think that as they closed season one, how Allison reacted to when Noah was arrested, that sort of left some uncertainties with me, like she had something to do with Scotty's murder. So I still am not quite clear about if she did or didn't. I mean, I think it would be very obvious of the writers now to give us what they did tonight and then it actually be Cole that did it. Yeah. I just don't think it's, I don't feel like it's them to do that. But but I wonder if it's something between Allison and Cole, like if they both had a hand in it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. I think the whole thing is still confusing. Like predictions for me right now are just like, huh?
Yeah. I'll probably say something completely different next week.
Yeah. Right. As we always do.
Right. Right.
What do you think, Lem?
Well, real quick, I think that I agree with everything you guys are saying. I think they're definitely building up. It looks like it's Cole that's it's kind of the culprit at this point. But I think that it's interesting when you mentioned that Allison, that whole manuscript that he has and how it's like kind of off limits. Mm-hmm. And in the last season, he was talking about like how he changed something, you know, because he was talking to his publisher or whatever. And how he was talking about how he changed the ending because in the ending, you know, she kills.
Yeah.
And so he wants to change it. So I think that manuscript is somehow
tied
to it.
Interesting.
And we're going to see something into that. Yeah.
I do like it.
So anyway, that has been our show, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank you for tuning in. We want to thank you for tweeting and all of that during the live stream. Make sure that you continue to follow us on all the social media outlets. Make sure you follow AfterBuzz TV on YouTube.com /AfterBuzz. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me on social media at The Poet Saint, and that's on everything. Allison, where can they find you, girl?
You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean. Bam!
Bam!
Not Yay. Bam, just The Allison Dean.
right.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Kelly Kinez.
Y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at April Wisnant. Thanks for joining us in chat, people.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Till next week and be confused again.
Yeah.
Always.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.